many of you remember the headlines in 1936. Some of you older people do. Because Louis Zamperini was representing the United States in the World Olympics in Berlin. He was the great Olympic miler. And he was the man that climbed up the Reichstag and pulled Hitler's flag right down from the top. And the whole world gasped, and it became an international incident. During the war, Louis Zamperini was an American war hero. He was 47 days on a life raft floating around in the Pacific. And he began to drink when he came home, and he was confused and frustrated and mixed up in his life. And he too wandered into that tent on Washington and Hill in Los Angeles and found Christ as his savior. And tonight, he is the director of the Victory Boys Camp for Juvenile Delinquents in Los Angeles, giving his full life now to try to rehabilitate juvenile delinquents and lead them to a knowledge of Jesus Christ. Louis, we're delighted to have you with us tonight.
Thank you, Billy. It was after the war, and with about $10,000 in back pay from 2.5 years in prison camp, and also collecting my life insurance for being dead, I became extremely selfish, cynical, and greedy until the wind was finally let out of my sails. I lost everything that I possessed outside of my wife and little girl. And it was then that my wife was able to persuade me into going down to that meeting at Washington and Hill Street in Los Angeles, where I heard the gospel from Billy Graham's lips. And there, as I sat in the meeting, I heard Billy Graham, when he stated that God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, could forgive me for my sins, and that if I put my trust in him, I could have eternal life. And so I went forward in that meeting, asked God to forgive me for not having kept many promises I made on the raft. I acknowledged to God that I was a sinner. I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart and save me, and of course he did. Since then, I have had an unquenchable joy of working with these wayward boys, and also preaching to them the same gospel that I heard 9 years ago. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Louis.